All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And tomorrow night is Friday. We're going to be talking about the Jeff Nathanson, I believe, is coming in. Talk about sports. Is your dad coming in?
Yeah, he's going to run down for a little
Steve
cameo.
Steve Brad stuff?
Yeah, in between his reports.
And he just left the UCLA game. Also, Doug O'Neill, one of the great trainers in all of horse racing, is either going to come by or he's going to call in with his pick for the Santa Anita Derby, which is on Saturday out at Santa Anita, hence the name. And then Linda Salvin's coming in tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. So there you go. It's a big night tomorrow on the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Everybody's looking forward to it. Get a good night's sleep tonight so you can enjoy it tomorrow night. All right. This is the pregnant man. And this is a true story. This is not us making this stuff up. This is a pregnant dude. And he was born a woman. Now he's a guy. And he's pregnant. Sounds like a great sitcom, right?
Yeah, I'm sure somebody... I'm sure they already sold off the rights to that story.
Yeah. Who'd you cast, though, as the guy?
Well, you know, Hilary Swank does so well anyway with that kind of role. Maybe just keep her in it.
How about Danny Bonaducci? He could be the pregnant guy. You know, he's up for, like, new challenges, you know?
It's not a bad idea.
All right, here we go. Stay tuned
for the abortion of comedy.
There you go. All right, more on Oprah Winfrey and the dude who's pregnant.
You know, I have a very stable male gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
Come again, sweetheart? You have a what?
You know, I have a very stable male gender identity.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay, you're very... stable man. When you're sitting on the couch watching football in all of your stability, young man, and you're resting your beer on your pregnant stomach, that's not alarming at all? Can he or she drink, and does the testosterone affect the fetus?
That's a really good question.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Excellent question.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you would think heavy doses of testosterone would wipe the kid out.
Or make it really angry and aggressive.
Or the kid comes out as a super athlete.
Yeah.
You know, he's the first kid who has... Now, what if the kid comes out as a man but wants to be a woman?
Well, what if it's a really manly girl?
Oh, I think it's a girl.
Yeah.
What if it's a girl and wants to become a man? Does the father support the sex change? You'd have to.
What if he didn't? What if he's like, I can't get behind that.
Yeah, maybe he's like real conservative. He's like, no, I'm voting for McCain. F you kids and your crazy ideas. All right, the pregnant dude on Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see pregnancy as a process, mm-hmm. and it doesn't define who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I love Oprah's totally dismissing this guy with her mm-hmm. It's like a principal in an elementary school where the kid was caught with water balloons. He's trying to explain it away. She's like mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Now, I see pregnancy as a process, mm-hmm. and it doesn't define who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Please, folks,
I got that.
Let's calm down with the crazy ass.
Mm-hmm. I got that.
Yeah. So
I'm reading A New Earth. Okay, got it.
What?
What the hell she said there at the end? We're being a new earth.
So I'm reading A New Earth. Okay.
I'm meeting a new earth.
We're meeting a new earth.
I'm reading A New Earth. Okay, got
it. Reading A New Earth. All right. So she's on board with how crazy this guy is. All right, Oprah Winfrey, man.
Did you have like a penis implant or you did something else?
No, amazingly, hormones are an incredible thing. Testosterone, you know, in the womb, up until I think 2 months, we all look the same. Our mm-hmm. genitals look the
yeah,
same.
Who's we? We pregnant men? when we all look the same, who is the big we? You, young lady, man, you, not we. You're in a class of your own. Let's not drag us all down with the proverbial wheeze.
Testosterone, you know, in the womb, up until I think 2 months, we all look the same. Our mm-hmm. genitals look the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, that's true.
Our genitals look the same. So us pregnant dudes, all our penises look the same come the second trimester of our pregnancy.
I don't think that's what she meant, but I think it was a little hard to understand. She was talking about the fetus.
Oh, okay.
Same. Her genitals look the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, that's
when
true.
Oh, I see. The kids, the fetus is genitals.
Yeah.
You all know that, right? Have you seen the... Yeah. You didn't know that? Yeah, we... Okay. Go look at a little ultrasound picture. Yeah.
Yeah, so when testosterone is introduced, that's when male genitalia starts to form is and it? Reproductive organs. And
on who? Him or the fetus? Or Nancy?
The fetus.
Which one? Now, wouldn't it be great if Nancy became a man? Her, his, wife?
My two Maddies.
He became, she became the man, and she just took over his penis?
Hmm. And I just, you know, I
meaning, does it grow testicles?
Well,
I don't mean
womb.
To, I don't mean to be ignorant, but do you like grow testicles too?
No, I mean, I just introduced testosterone to my body a little later, so the body had already formed to a certain point, but certain changes do happen.
And then does the clitoris get larger?
It does.
Oh, Oprah. Oprah, please, man.
Get larger?
It does.
Oprah, darling. Don't you have the O magazine and, you know, a lot of kids watch that show and they're home during the day. And then Oprah.
Clitoris get larger?
Clitoris, that big old clitoris get larger.
Does the clitoris get larger?
It does.
Yeah.
And it
yeah, it's, as a matter of fact, it says Rawlings on the side of it. it becomes like sort of like, well, you remember Babe Ruth? Yeah, he had a bigger bat than everybody else. It's like a 36 bat. And there's a little pine tar on it. And I've wrapped mine. And so it's nice. I hold it at the base there, and I hit my wife some fungo. And we just enjoy it. Yeah, I know some people call it pepper, but we don't really call it pepper. And we just hit batting practice with my new wiener. All right. That's another normal day on the Oprah show, I guess.
Does the clitoris get larger?
It does.
Yeah.
And it looks like a penis. Looks like a small penis.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's Oprah's big question. I think we're all thinking it, but only Oprah can ask it.
Does size matter?
Yeah.
Oh, Bobbo. I think she's asked him or is about to ask him the big question. All right? The new big... The new guy, the new kid in town, the new man in town who's pregnant with the big clitoris is about to have to answer a steep question from Big O.
So it means that you just basically, your clitoris grows. It looks like a small penis and therefore you look like a man.
Yes. And I can have intercourse with my wife.
Intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, Jerry, can you call Continental Airlines? I'll need three tickets one way to Cleveland, Ohio. I'd like to leave by 7 a.m. tomorrow. And if you get coach, I'd like to save a couple
bucks. Can I go with you too, dude?
Yeah, you can go with me. Yeah, it's the sane people are now all going to Cleveland. But give me three seats, preferably together in coach. And I'd like to leave around 7:30, 8 in the morning. Just one way. And I'd like to say goodbye to everybody. I've enjoyed doing the show. And I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio, where pregnant men with big clitorises don't have intercourse with their wives. And I think I could find probably a block or two where that is not happening in Cleveland, Ohio.
You look like a man.
Yes, and I can have intercourse with my wife.
Intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. There that is. Okay. Now, that's got to be... really a turn on for her or him, her, for Nancy?
For Shim.
You think Nancy's turned on by that?
I think Nancy's pleased as punch.
Now, could you take...
She's the best of both worlds.
Would you have to take Viagra if you couldn't get it up?
Oh, God.
There's a lot of questions there.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Now, it does get more interesting. Wouldn't you now really like to see this guy at the MGM? You know, there's a big curtain... Pay $10 to go see this big guy, you know, this pregnant dude with the big clitoris.
Nah.
You don't like to see it?
I'm gonna tap out.
I'd be all over that. I'd spend all my money there, just on shots of vodka and watching the guy with the big C.
Getting dressed is becoming more and more challenging. My body's changing so rapidly, I just can't keep up with it. Right now, this is basically all I wear. It's a pair of my fat jeans, which.
Jesus, you know, just when you thought this can't be more unattractive, this whole package, now he's stepping into his fat jeans. Jesus Christ. This Nancy Beattie, man. You know what? She's not 33 yet. I have a feeling when she turns 33, she's going to float off the earth, and we're going to go, hey, wait a minute, that was God's daughter.
Yeah.
That was Jesus's sister. That's the kind of patience this woman has. Oh, Babu, it's getting hard for me to dress because my fat jeans, they're getting caught in my rough pubic ass hairs now. And so I'm having a tough time with that. Jesus Christ. This is one unattractive verbal photo, isn't it?
Or actually a 32 waist, and they used to just fall off my hips. I had to wear a belt, you know. And so this is what they look like now. This is all I can do. Unfortunately, they don't make maternity clothes, so I'm kind of stuck.
Well, you know, I think they, I don't know why they're not, you know, the Gap doesn't have a line of maternity clothes.
She called it maternity.
I mean, how dare, you know, Sears and the Gap and EBBGs, what's that?
BCBG.
BBCB, what is it?
BCBG.
BCBG, how dare they not have maternity clothes?
That name is unbelievable.
It's a Dodger jersey that's got an extra fat stomach. yeah, Babu.
Manternity.
Oh, man.
Is that a new cologne from
Manternity. Yeah. All right. You want to, anybody want to jump in on this pile-on session here? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. A dude's pregnant, and he's on Oprah, pregnant as hell. You know, even Gina, who is a lot more open to this kind of crap than I am, you're even getting goosebumps and cringing.
Here's the thing. In theory, I say be who you are, and God bless medical science for allowing you to be who you are. But I don't need to know about your unit because it's making me uncomfortable.
Okay. All right, more with the pregnant fella.
Getting dressed is becoming more and more challenging.
We heard that one already. Getting dressed with his fat jeans is getting a little dicey there, and a big turnoff for Nance.
When you decided to have a baby and made the decision that he was going to carry the baby, you recognized what all of that could mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is the wife. This is Nancy.
This is
talking.
Nancy Christ.
Yeah, this is Nancy Christ. This is a woman who has had every single bit of her self-confidence and self-respect removed from her body.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't difficult because I can't have children, so I had endometriosis, and so they removed my womb, so I have no womb. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he does, and this is the way we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, this woman is the most desperate woman on the planet. Because she's had her womb removed, she now doesn't identify with any kind of typical women emotions or intuitions. And she's so desperate to have a child that she's marrying a woman who's now becoming a man just to have a child. That's how desperate some women want children.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Not something I can wrap my head around, but.
Oh, Babu. That should be the name of the kid, whether it's a boy or a girl.
Desperate?
Babu.
Oh, Babu.
That should be the whole name of the kid. O-H-B-U-B-U or B-A-B-U. Oh, Babu. Hey, this is my kid, Babu.
Babu.
Oh, Babu. This is the way my daughter would address the child.
Oh, Babu.
Oh, Babu.
Oh, Babu.
Did she say anything but oh, Babu and dub that bitch?
Oh, yeah. She's talking up a storm now.
That's
good. Yeah, she's getting all crazy. I got to get her to stop using that F word, though, around the house. All right, more with the pregnant dude.
You were pregnant once before and lost the babies, right?
Yeah. All right, this is Nancy. The young lady who's bought into the pregnant wife, husband.
Mm. You were pregnant once before and lost the babies, right?
Yes, that was last year, our first attempt didn't work out. I actually had a ectopic pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Wait, who's this talking now? Is this Tom? Is this
the
guy?
Thomas B.
So he's been pregnant before. Hey, Randy. Randy. Hey, Bubba. Turn on your speaker in there. This is the guy. So the guy, this isn't the first time the guy's been pregnant.
This is the second time.
Second time. Okay, and he lost the first one, right?
Exactly.
Oh, man. I wonder how that happened. I mean, it seemed like so healthy, and he was probably eating right. And, geez, I don't know. Maybe somebody kicked him in the nuts and he lost the kid.
The babies, right?
Yes, that was last year. Mm-hmm. Our first attempt didn't work out. I actually had a ectopic pregnancy. Mm-hmm. My doctor, James, said that it looked like it could have been a multiple, pregnancy, but they were stuck in my fallopian tube.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to have emergency surgery.
Oh, man. You know what? It later turned out, I actually read the report online here. Those fetuses killed themselves. It was suicide.
Double suicide?
Yeah, it was murder-suicide in the womb. All right, Sonia in Central L.A., you're on 97.1. How are you?
Okay, I don't mean to be silly, but did the guy screw himself and that's how he got pregnant?
No, he was artificially inseminated.
He's not a hermaphrodite, I don't think.
Yeah, he's not. Hey, Sonia, you paint this guy as a nut.
Yes, he is. Well, it's silly. Everyone's being dramatic by calling the guy, the person, a guy. But as far as the X and the Y chromosome, it's just still a guy. All that the female is doing is just taking hormones to look like a guy.
Well, he's done more. He's had his breasts removed. He has facial hair. He's had his nipples reshaped. I mean, this guy's going for it.
It's a female that has done cosmetic surgery and is taking hormones to look like a guy, but it's a female because that's how you still get pregnant. A female, she got pregnant because she's ovulating.
I know, but I don't know what's happening in Central LA, but you can't judge these people. I mean, this is a man who's pregnant. He's living as a man. He has a driver's license that says he's a man.
Well, that's legal, but we're talking about as far as the genetic and the chromosomal at that level.
Right.
It's still a female.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take your word for that. I mean, you're a very conservative woman there. All right. You should open up your mind and allow these youngsters today to just to be who they are.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, Jerry
Gomez. At the end of the day, though, who among us has not had our nipples reshaped?
A valid question.
All right. Leslie in San Diego, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
So I have a question. I want to know how this whole birth's going to go down.
Well,
and if he can even breastfeed. I mean, with his nipples reshaped and everything.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be able to breastfeed. But I think they're going to be on formula pretty quickly.
What if he has that maternal instinct? He wants to breastfeed the child.
Well, a lot of women don't breastfeed.
Yeah, but you know what he's also going to do? This guy is going to have a tough time calling up his work the next couple weeks and say, I'm suffering from postpartum depression.
Insurance will cover maternity leave.
if they covered nipple reshaping, they'll probably cover maternity.
So?
Hey, you know what? My insurance barely covers when I hurt my neck and I have to go to the emergency room. I'd be really pissed if this guy got any additional benefits.
Well, I mean, you know, maternity clothes, it's rights for everyone. So.
All right, thanks for calling. I wonder if he has a maternity. I wonder if Hallmark makes maternity cards.
That's a really good question.
Like, congratulations, young man, on your first child. And who's going to be in the delivery room? Is it going to be his parents? And how proud?
Do parents?
Hey, can somebody please give my son another epidural? He's in pain. That's what you're going to hear.
I think my son is crowning, nurse.
And what if he has to have a C-section?
Not like he's, not used to the knife at this point, though.
Yeah,
it's probably okay.
Probably his zipper there. All right. He's pregnant. Your phone calls, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Gina Grad joins us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad joins us. Nice to see you.
Jeez, you too.
Drinking tonight? All right, we're talking about this pregnant guy, and normally we don't do this for, three or four segments in a row, five segments in a row. But it is funny, it's interesting, and when else can you talk about it? I mean, if you can't talk about it tonight, you're not going to talk about it tomorrow. This might be the end of the pregnant guy conversation, unless he has the kid or a miscarriage.
Yeah.
But here's where his acting skills are going to take over. He's sitting at home up in Oregon, in Bend, Oregon, and his water breaks, right? his wife. They jump in the car. They're speeding to the hospital. They get pulled over. And the cop comes up and says, all right, what's going on? Why are you guys going 100 miles an hour in the 35-mile-an-hour zone? She's got to sell now that he's pregnant.
Yeah.
Without being handcuffed and hogtied. That's going to be a tough one.
Here's the deal.
Yeah, she better have a big drag of a cigarette before she starts that. Okay.
Stay with me.
You see this guy next to me?
Panting and sweating and
he's
swollen.
He's totally pregnant. His water just broke. Move! All right, Alan in Palm Springs, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
All right, what up?
I got a question. If this is supposedly a guy,
right?
Because he's got a penis or an enlarged clitoris, but he's pregnant, so he still has a womb. So he still has to have a monthly cycle. So how is that all going about if there's a penis there?
Well, that's why we question. I mean, again, if he's he's going to a Laker game at the Staples Center, and he uses the men's room now because he's a man, and there's no tampon machine, he's going to sue the joint.
Well, if
there's a lot of lawsuits coming up,
he can't have a uterus.
Well, he still has a uterus. He still has a womb.
Then it's a woman.
Well, but hey, have you seen him?
Yeah.
That ain't no woman.
It's just, they used to have the bearded women in the circus.
No, dude, you gotta take another look at it. You can keep, I know you're one of these conservative guys in Palm Springs, Republicans, but you gotta be more open to these dudes.
Hey, I think Palm Springs were open to everything.
All right. I think that this is gonna become more common than you think. The pregnant guys.
This is just the beginning.
I think this guy's going to make a lot of money, too.
Like doing the talk show and book circuit?
Yeah. Nate and Gardena, you're on 97.1. Nathan.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? Hey, first of all, I got to say, I love what you guys have done with the show.
Thank you, sir.
It's a dramatic improvement.
All right. What do you got?
This person, it's a freak show. How do they call themselves a man? They don't have the plumbing.
Yeah, well, he's about to get the plumbing. He's cans. His boobs have been lopped off. Nipples rearranged. He's on testosterone. He's growing a beard. He's 90% there, except for the fact that he's pregnant.
How about the labor? Are they going to say, can someone hold the clitoris that's getting in the way?
Well, yeah, or the penis. Could somebody please move his penis? This kid's stuck in the... You might hear that. Or what did you say about the crowning?
Nurse, my son's crowning! Somebody get here, please!
Somebody please hold it, clitoris.
Just shove that over.
Yeah, please tape his clitoris down. It's getting in the way.
God.
Hey, and Gina's a great addition.
Oh, get out of here, dude. Yeah, you're out of your mind. You can't say that in here. You can say condom.
You're getting into axe and silver.
Oh, get out of here.
You're
out of your mind, dude. You run too scared around here. All right, here's some more audio. Have we heard this one yet?
All right, audience. See, I read their background, so I already know. So I know everybody else is thinking, how did this happen? How did you get pregnant?
Well, the first time we got the donor.
A donor, okay.
So obviously you need a doctor's note to get it signed to get the sperm.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to pick our sperm. Mm-hmm.
By the way, this guy was... just missed the cutoff for Wizard of Oz 4. He was going to be the mayor of Munchkinville.
Lollipop Land?
Yeah, Lollipop Land. And he had four callbacks. They paid him for the last one, and he didn't get it.
Signed to get the sperm, and we got to pick our sperm.
Mm-hmm.
So then we would go back and forth to a doctor because we didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the first pregnancy.
Yeah. And the doctor would inseminate.
In what? Intimidate?
Inseminate. Inseminate.
Inseminate? Or intimidate?
intimidate.
Yeah,
doctor would intimidate. So what are you two a-holes doing here? Hey, don't intimidate us,
this
dude.
Room's not big enough for the three of us.
We just came here to get you to inseminate us. Oh, okay. Sorry, ma'am. Sorry, dude.
Intimidate.
Yeah. Really easy.
Yeah.
So the second pregnancy, I'm like, why are we driving like 3.5 hours when we can just do it at home?
Jesus Christ.
You think if you were such a pioneer doing something, blazing this trail, you'd be a little more enthusiastic.
Yeah, I mean, driving. Why should we drive 3.5 hours just so the doctors can impregnate us? Why don't we just do it here? I mean, my grandfather built a replica of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He's the crazy guy in the lighthouse. Let's have him do it. Oh, Babo.
So actually, I'm responsible for this.
You did?
Yes, I went.
And is it sort of like a little turkey baster thing?
We actually.
Yeah.
Why couldn't this be? I mean, why did this have to happen while I was alive? I mean, why couldn't this been in like 2038? You know, I'm gone, and my beautiful daughter
can deal with this.
Yeah, who's already been through 2 or 3 divorces, has to deal with this. Why do we all have to? I mean, you know, it's 2008. We're all on this planet together. Everyone listening to the show, we're all live at the same time. It's a real sort of coincidence that we're all here at the same time. And we are all now suffering through this. You know, this couldn't have waited 30 years.
Does this really burden you? Is this your cross to bear?
But it doesn't burden me. I just think that it's another thing that is going to fill a part of my mind that I could use for something else.
Right.
You know, like for remembering to buy beer or cigarettes. Because every time I forget to buy beer or cigarettes or vodka or whatever, or go gambling, I always think to myself, oh, something else took up that part of my brain. Oh, yeah, the pregnant dude. Because now I know all about the pregnant guy.
Right.
I'm going to know about the pregnant guy until I die now.
So you resent the hell out of
it's just information that I...
Thomas Tracy.
Yes, that this guy doesn't... I mean, everything has to be public. Oh, boom. All right. Let's continue here. All right, this is more of, I think, the last clip on Oprah Winfrey here. The young pregnant man.
And I read what you wrote on advocate.com. I think it was advocate.com, wasn't it? Yeah. Where you wrote that you were writing...
They tried to get it into wallstreetjournal.com, but they were jam-packed with stories that people... Stories that really affect people's lives.
I think it was advocate.com, wasn't it? Yeah. Where you wrote that you were writing a piece about this and talking about how so many people had turned you down in the medical community... and so forth. And you said that the last sentence of that article you did on Advocate was that you wanted to ask everyone to embrace the gamut of human possibility and to define for themselves what is normal. Do you think our country, this world, is ready for that?
Oprah, I think, hello, I'd like to answer for society. Never. Not now, not in 100 years, not in 700 years. The answer is never.
Really?
It's going to be never. But guys, do not get behind another dude who's pregnant. It's just too much. I mean, there are some guys who will vote for a woman for president. There's some guys that don't mind women on the SWAT team. There are some guys that don't mind women firefighters. But we're not going to get on board with a dude who's pregnant.
Well, don't you just think eventually we're all going to be one gender anyway?
I'm so happy that I won't be around when that happens. It's all one big, fat, ugly gender. That's what it's going to be. And it starts with this clown up in Oregon. He's pregnant as a guy. Oh, he should be thrown out of this country.
I do. I think the different is normal, and love makes a family.
Sweetheart.
Put that on a pillowcase.
I do. I think the different is normal, and love makes a family.
So if different is normal, then normal is different? And so if you consider yourself normal, you're different?
Yeah.
Then I'm different. He's normal. If he's normal, I'm different.
Right.
Right?
Right.
All right. We continue.
And love makes a family.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
And there's all kinds of different families.
There's all kinds of different families.
Get your freaking act together here!
How many Midwestern
women? Please.
How many Midwestern women that flew in for that show were forced to clap by the applause sign against their will?
And how many women were, you know, like their uterus was shaking throughout the whole hour,
quivering?
Like, oh man, this guy sucks. This guy's a lunatic. I hate this guy up on the stage right now. And I hate Oprah for dragging me in here, not giving me a toaster or a ring or lotion or a massage.
An iPod Nano!
Or a car. I thought I was going to come in here and get some jack, man. I'm walking out of here, you know,
about to
throw up because this guy's pregnant.
Hey, Tim.
Big clitoris.
What? This guy said that he went and inseminated himself at home instead of doing it at the doctor's.
Right.
Where did he get the, you know, the substance?
Not sure. You'd call him. He's in Oregon. That's Jerry Gomez, everybody. New addition to the squad here. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really all interested in the radical details of it. But this, you know, back when in the early, what, 1500s, 1400s, when they used to take witches and burn them, this might be the new witch. I mean, it might be really cruel.
Yeah.
But we might have to set this
Eliminate.
Guy up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And drop them in some boiling water. You know, it certainly would get this crap to stop, you know, if you just boil these people alive. Because this kid has no shot. I mean, the guy's body's filled with testosterone. He's already had one. He's had a miscarriage. I can't believe I'm saying that effing term. He has had a miscarriage, and he might have another one. But how pissed are some women who are trying to get pregnant their whole lives, and this dude's pregnant?
Johnny over here can have one, and I can't.
Yeah, Tommy's pregnant. What's wrong with you, Stacy? All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grant is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
He's a freak. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad joins us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Thank you.
Or dudette. Guys pregnant, we'll take a couple calls here, and then John and Jeff will come in, and I'll go home and throw up. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. George and Van Nuys, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Conway.
Hey.
Let's execute him. I'm sure you agree with me, no?
You can't do that in this country.
Hey, come on, dude.
Nah, you can't.
You just kick Whitman for it, no?
Nah, I don't think you can get away with that, man.
I don't know. I mean, hey, it's against the law. Let's execute him. Let's kill him.
Nah, I don't think so.
You know, they're different.
All right, well, you knock yourself out, but I think it's still against the law to do that in this state.
Well, at least his reasoning was sound. You know, they're different.
Yeah, but, you know, it may kill... If this guy, you know, is... if he has another baby that doesn't go to term, he has another miscarriage, right? Then you've got to really question whether this guy really cares about human beings.
Right.
Because after the second trimester, I mean, that little fetus, or in the third trimester, it has feelings, it has a heart, it has a brain, and this guy loaded up on testosterone, if he has another miscarriage,
yeah.
You got to question whether... You know, he's the big a-hole in this.
I'm just dying to know what that kind of testosterone level would do to an infant.
Yeah, I mean, it's
it'll
probably
turn
not
out
good.
Like Bam Bam.
Yeah, it's not great at all. They need less testosterone and more mom, more mommy in them. Let's talk to Joseph in Sun Valley. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
All right.
If different is normal and normal is different. Let me elaborate on this. Hopefully I can explain it.
Sure.
I think right here there's a genetic battle between the mind and the body. The mind being the man and the body being the woman. Would this affect the outcome of the fetus? And will the fetus actually affect the fetus coming out?
It's like, because he's right, but I don't know why he's laughing.
I know. I it's great. You must be high, dude. You on weed?
I guess what I'm trying to say in short is that this is an issue that's really off the charts, and there's no way to explain it, so... I call it an unsolved mystery in my book.
Right. Yeah, you need Leonard Nimoy to come back and go up to Bend, Oregon and look at this guy's vagina. All right, Babu. Thanks for phoning. I love stone dudes.
He's a freak.
Brian and Glendora, you're on 97.1.
That guy was a retard, man. Hey, how you doing, man? Good. I love your show.
Thank you.
And
sir.
even though Brian Whitman, you know, is gone for some reason, I'm still gonna listen, dude. But I mean,
Thank you, sir.
I listen for you anyways. But I've been smoking up for you, so.
You've been smoking weed?
Yeah, just for you, man.
Is that right?
Well, not just for you, but I mean, I like listening to you. So you know, right. While I'm doing it,
it's
so,
a much better show on weed, though, right?
It very much is, especially when you'd be sitting there listening, and then you'd get Tom Likas and Rick Dees.
Right.
I would totally lose it, man.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Jess, you're on 97.1.
Hello, Tim. How are you, sir?
Hey, what do you got?
Well, you know, you have to respect him or her because, you know, now she's a douchebag just like us now, Tim.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome to the club. James and Orange, you're on 97.1.
Hey, man. How's it going?
All right.
I thought it'd be more difficult to find a replacement for Whitman. I think we found him.
You mean than to get pregnant?
No, just a replacement host.
Oh, Gina Grad?
No, I think he's talking about. I think he's talking about Thomas Beattie.
Oh, I see. Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea. Get that dude in here. People would listen every night to the
president
guy.
Of the Munchkin Guild.
Oh man,
what a night.
I am sorry that that you know people have to be consumed by this and. Have to listen to this and have to now know that this dude's pregnant. But we'll keep you updated on his pregnancy. And hopefully, you know, it'll go well and he'll have a very normal baby girl.
From your mouth to Tracy Christ's ears.
Or a baby boy or a baby both. maybe it'll have a baby both. Oh, Bubba. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thanks for stopping by, Gina Grab.
Thank you.
And we're live at 97.1 for FM.